You're with SBS Radio.
32-year-old Stephanie Kingy is homeless. She's an example of one in every four Australian women who experience food insecurity. That's according to a report released by Australia's largest food relief organisation, Foodbank, revealing women are 50% more likely to experience food stress than men. Right now, Stephanie is thankful to at least know where her next meal is coming from. The Exodus Foundation provides hundreds of free meals to disadvantaged and homeless Australians every day.
We come here every day. It's like it's Monday to Sunday. They're open and they offer food, like even parcels. It's amazing. I'm speechless, you know. Like, I'm so grateful for what they have done for me and my partner.
The Food Bank Hunger Report 2019 says the events that make women susceptible to food stress are different to those for men. Women are significantly more likely at some time in their lives to fall victim to domestic violence, financial abuse, or cope as a single parent for extended periods of time. Men, on the other hand, are more likely to have been unable to find a job for a lengthy period. Brianna Casey is the CEO of Food Bank Australia.
Well, food insecurity is different to hunger. When you're hungry, generally you can address that problem by grabbing something to eat. Food insecure Australians at some point throughout the last 12 months have run out of food and they didn't have the resources to get more food. They didn't have access to safe, nutritious, culturally appropriate food, and they certainly didn't have it routinely.
The report comes as Australia enters Anti-Poverty Week. Australian Greens spokesperson on community services, Senator Rachel Sewart, says it indicates a need to increase Newstart, the government's main income support payment for the underemployed.
It's heartbreaking that in a country as wealthy as Australia, that people in our community are going without food. This should not be happening in 2019. With disturbing figures like these, it's absolutely clear that we urgently need to increase Newstart.
The Exodus Foundation, where Stephanie and her partner get their food every day, has seen an increase in women seeking food relief. That's according to Reverend Bill Cruz, who's the CEO of the Exodus Foundation.
And we've noticed for quite a while more and more women have been coming. More women with kids have been coming, but also more elderly women have been coming.
Mr. Cruz says a large proportion of women seeking help are escaping domestic violence.
The domestic violence thing is because women aren't putting up with that stuff anymore and are willing to sleep in cars rather than be at home with some brute. And makes sense to me. Makes absolute sense.
The report also found food insecurity is more likely to take an emotional toll on women, with a larger proportion saying they felt anxiety, stress and sadness. Ms. Casey says even though more women are speaking out, stigma is still a barrier.
Certainly there is a shame and a stigma attached to being food insecure, and what really troubles us at Foodbank is when we hear about women who have been suffering in silence because they're too embarrassed to put their hand up and ask for help.
People facing food insecurity are being urged to do what Stephanie does and seek help, and for the government to step up their search for a long-term solution, including tackling the high cost of living. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.